few days ago, we had our annual Haridev program. There in Govardhan is the presiding deity of the whole area of Govardhan, Radha Kund, Syama Kund, Govinda Kund, Ritu Kund, Kusum Sarova, Jatipur. His name is Haridev, and Lord Chaitanya visited this deity already and engaged in wonderful kirtan and chanting and dancing like it was his habit. So we do every year a program, and the pujaris tell us they wait the whole year when we will come and have our 4.5 or 5 hour kirtan, because everyone appreciates it. There are Brijbasi children, there are the devotees from the Krishna Balaram temple, the youth, the devotees who reside in Govardhan area. Then the Bengalis come, then Brijbasi priests come, and they all participate and appreciate this ecstatic atmosphere which is created by all these devotees who want to praise Haridev. Even the bats and the pigeons take part in the kirtan. They become so enthusiastic that sometimes they do not, they are not in control of their digestion functions. So this year we had to build a pandal in the main kirtan hall, because it's not so good if the droppings from the bats and the pigeons come on the head of the participants. What is the speciality of such an event is that all those who attend it join one mind, you can say, one mindset, one mastermind. They want to give pleasure to Haridev, and by singing his holy name, and then the deity responds in extraordinary ways. His response is felt usually, that all of a sudden you feel that there is a river coming from the altar, a river of mercy, or to say it in a more modern way, a flow starts to happen, where wonderful things come together. Someone brings a big lantern, another came from Haridwar, my friend Bhatri Vishal, and he brought a lamp with 50 single ghee wicks, and we waved that lamp in the temple, and the priest took the lamp and brought it right on the altar to show Haridev, look what a wonderful lamp the devotees brought. Things come together in just a wonderful way. All of a sudden there appear big card box full of prasadam, which are all coming on the altar and are offered so that the devotees can take prasadam. To experience this flow, that things happen effortless, is one of the wonderful outcomes of bhakti. Shubhada, an auspicious atmosphere, is created. This can be experienced also in the West, when we come together in a festival and then join this one intention to give pleasure to Krishna, to connect with him. It's a wonderful experience to be in the Krishna flow.